Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody, the Charlie Kirk Show. Alex Marlowe, for an entire hour, we are talking about Breaking Biden, his new book, Breaking Biden, whole hour on Joe Biden. You're going to learn a lot. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We have a good friend of mine, someone I've known for well over a decade. He's been so good to me, Breitbart.com. He's run Breitbart.com. He's done an amazing job. So thankful to be in the trenches with him. And he has an exciting and important new book. And when he puts out a book, the footnotes are usually just as long as the book itself. It's so well-researched. It's called Breaking Biden by Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Breitbart.com. Alex, welcome to the program.
Charlie, thank you so much for having me and the great introduction. I will tell you, I'm going to start with a couple of compliments for you. People know Charlie is a magnanimous guy and helps the movement a lot. But I got to tell you, Charlie was really one of the people who pushed me to expand my research team after my New York Times bestselling book, Breaking the News, and try to see what else I could get. And Charlie, you might not even remember this, but you suggested I do a series, a breaking series.
Yes, I did.
Kind of like Bill O'Reilly's killing series. And you were the first person to come up with that. And I got to tell you, I pitched Simon & Schuster a number of different headlines, number of different book titles. And everyone agreed Breaking Biden was the title. So it goes straight to you, and you're a part of so much, even when you don't even know it.
Well, that's very kind, Alex, and you've been so good to me. So we can mutually trade compliments, and I do deeply appreciate it. I remember us talking about that, and your research is incredible. So, Alex, you know, you've published this book. Again, it's called Breaking Biden, I just love Breaking Bad. And so that's just anything with breaking is It's actually one of the great cinematic accomplishments in the history of the moving art of film. But that's a separate issue. Very well written. And it's,
amen to that.
It's underrated. I mean, I was talking to Mikey the other day, and they've never seen it. I said, I thought every member of our generation has seen Break. It's kind of like a rite of passage, right? Seeing Heisenberg, Walter White.
Oh, aren't you jealous?
Right? You know what?
Aren't
I am.
Aren't you jealous of them? You get to watch it?
You know what? That's a great point. Who said that? There was somebody who said that was a great philosopher. He said, you know who did? Harry Jaffa. Harry Jaffa said, I am jealous for those of you that have never had a chance to read, you know, Aristotle's Ethics or whatever it is, right, for the first time.
Sure.
And that's a great thing. So tell us about the book, Alex. There's so much we could talk about. Such an important book. Tell us about it.
Thank you, Charlie. And you hit on the first thing, which is the depth of research, is that anyone could write, just based on the stuff we published on the Bidens alone at Breitbart, you could just regurgitate a greatest hits. And it would probably be a decent read, but I went much further beyond that. I mean, I was looking at it. I think we've covered Hunter, 2,000 times at Breitbart. So it would be – there's more than enough material already out there for people. But I was trying to get a deeper sense in terms of who these people are, particularly who Joe Biden is.
Yes.
And how he could accumulate so much power and to dominate the American political landscape for 50 years – given the fact that he has really limited gifts. He grew up with a stutter. He didn't come from any money. His gaffes are myriad. He nearly died during his first presidential race due to brain aneurysms. He suffered unspeakable family tragedies. And yet he's still there at, you know, 95, 90. How old is he now, Charlie? 97 years old?
I don't know.
There's a very good chance.
He's like the silent generation. I mean, I'm half, I don't know.
He is.
I don't know what generation he's
part of. He's not even a boomer. He's like pre-boomer.
No, I actually, I'm going to look that up. What generation? Yeah, keep going though.
But the point is, he's silent.
He is the silent generation. Yeah. He's not even a boomer. Please continue.
You know, Steve Bannon made an interesting point to me a long time ago when we were all making fun of Barack Obama for being a community organizer. He would say, well, you know what a community organizer is? He's someone who could kick your butt. So he didn't use the word butt. He used the word with an A. And that always kind of resonated with me. And I was thinking about Joe Biden, and everyone wants to act like he's just the basement guy. He's just the guy who is the stutterer. He's just the guy who confuses his wife and his sister. He's just the mildly racist BSer. Like, that's who he is. And he's just a puppet. And then, well, why does this puppet keep beating us? Why does this puppet keep winning? And then you start digging into it, and you realize that he's got a real philosophy, and it's not about ideology at all. He started as a working class blue-collar guy and immediately became an establishmentarian leftist over a period of time. I start looking into the tactics in terms of what he does and how he very cleverly gets so much of the left-wing agenda through while enriching his family and evading scrutiny at every turn, decade after decade, not just year after year, Charlie, but going back decades, they've been doing this. And that's why it takes so long to go through all of the endnotes and the footnoting and trying to back it up with fact after fact. There's no screeds in this book. It's not an emotionally written book. It's a book that's written to try to inform people that you think you know Joe Biden. You know nothing about Joe Biden. You know nothing about what animates him and what he's really up to.
So there's so much that we think we know about him. But let's just start with kind of a simple question that isn't so simple. Is he a nasty person? Is he a nice person? I know that it's like, I'm just curious about his personality because, you know, with Donald Trump, we know every single possible dimension of him, right? But just tell me about Joe Biden, the person. And you know, Alex, you're always factual. Just give me evidence to back it up. But is he someone that you I mean this like non-sarcastically, is he someone you would want on your church elder board, right? Is he someone that you would trust to watch the kids? So, yeah, just tell me.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an incredibly important question because he's a nasty, vindictive person. And he might – that's not right-wing Alex with conservative bias talking. That is cold, hard fact. The clearest one that people know that you don't need to read the book to know but is still worth being reminded of is how the treatment of Navy Joan, where he's got a granddaughter who he chooses not to acknowledge, his own flesh and blood, legitimately his – and the White House, including Jill, who doesn't seem like a particularly nice person either, by the way, go to the effort of decorating the White House for Christmas and hanging stockings for every grandchild other than Navy Joan until finally enough public pressure comes out and they start, acknowledging Navy Joan's existence. But Charlie, there's one example in the book, and I'll share it with you for the first time, which will make you spit. You might recall that Joe Biden lost his first wife and daughter in a car crash. In between when he got elected to the Senate and then when he got sworn in. A devastating story, one of the few moments in the book that humanizes Joe. But years later, Frank Biden, Joe's brother, was involved in a hit-and-run car crash. Frank had a suspended license, but according to the witnesses who were in the car, Frank was actually operating the gear shifter while a friend of his drove his car well above the speed limit. They hit a guy, and the witnesses said that Frank commanded the driver to keep on going while Frank operated the stick shift. Now, what ended up happening is the guy died, and he was survived by family. And the family was owed money. And the Frank Biden was supposed to pay this family money for years and years and years. And he ended up hiding out. They tried to track him down via Joe. They couldn't do it. Joe was clearly covering up for him. And then finally, they were able to get to Joe and Joe's operation when he was about to get sworn in as vice president. This is about 9 years after the hit and run took place. Frank owed the family about $1 million at this time. And Joe sent basically a form letter rejecting that he has anything to do with it, that Frank owes them anything, totally blows them off. So this is a guy who lost his wife and child in a car crash. And then when his brother was involved in something similar and Joe got pleaded, Vice President Joe, they're pleading with him, please, Joe, please help us. And Joe gives him the cold shoulder. One of the most chilling things, you get a chill just thinking about it. All the details are in the book.
It's just, we hear that he's like good old Scranton Joe. And I mean, I want to go deeper and deeper into his biography. And I mean, you've done the research here that I think is really important. Exposing the Hidden Forces and Secret Money Machine, Laureen Powell Jobs, anybody? Who I think, Alex, you were the first one to introduce her name into the zeitgeist. Like, here's this $20 billion woman who has the Emerson Collective. She's, I don't want to say she's a household name, but she's close. I mean, she's now, you know, she's now in the ballgame of people that the grassroots are like, yeah, like, why is Steve Jobs' wife pumping in $1 billion a year to destroy the country? Well, we know that thanks to Alex Marlowe with your last book. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Do you get the feeling that the unthinkable is going to happen soon? Well, I do. Between the distractions and the smokescreens and the media, we probably might not even see it coming. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's why it's so smart to invest in emergency food right now. As they say, quote, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. My Patriot Supply is the nation's leader in high-quality emergency food. Head to MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare today with emergency food that will stay fresh for up to 25 years. Enjoy a wide variety of delicious food kits offering over 2,000 calories every day for optimum strength under stress. And don't forget about water filtration and purification products. These are perfect for your bug-out bag, survival supply, and camping pack. One thing is for sure, in this world, we all need to stock up before panic sets in. Order by 3 p.m. and your item ships the same day, and that is really fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what's coming, MyPatriotSupply.com. Alex, tell us about the Secret Money Machine. This is really interesting to me.
Yeah, so this is foreign and domestic. You brought up Laureen Powell Jobs. I wish to thank you for crediting me with that, Charlie. That's a huge part of my legacy, is making her more of a household name.
Really
with
important.
Breaking the news.
Open my eyes to it.
And you'd be stunned to know she makes a couple appearances in Breaking Biden. First of all, huge friend of Kamala Harris. And one of the main reasons I believe Kamala Harris was tapped as vice president, given the fact that she was from a blue state, which was automatic for Democrats, and was someone who was not adding anything dynamic to the ticket other than her woke points, but really more importantly, her ability to get donors. She was the donor darling in Silicon Valley. And she was a wink and nod, her getting added to the ticket. Was a promise to Silicon Valley, we're not going to crack down on you. You're going to be able to run free. You're going to be able to thrive and operate unchecked from this government. That was what adding Kamala to the ticket did. And you can bet Laureen Powell Jobs was the one brokering that back to her buddies in Silicon Valley. But I can't resist pointing out, Charlie, in the book, that Laureen Powell Jobs got the Paycheck Protection Program loans. Like, she benefited from the government handouts during the pandemic, which is, I really shouldn't be laughing.
She's worth $20 billion. She took PPP money?
Yeah, yeah.
How much?
Yes, yes. For something, it was, I think, the $2 to $5 million range for a new startup called Aussie Media, Charlie, and it gets better.
Oh, I know
that.
The
guy who was running Aussie.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so she was heavily invested in it, and the company ended up going belly up because someone at the company impersonated a YouTube executive on a call with the editor or CEO, whoever the guy was who was in charge of it, to fake energy behind the company. And the guy ended up going to prison. The guy was running it for Laureen Powell Jobs, but it's her company. And she got PPP loans. So I don't know if that's purely on Biden, but I couldn't resist adding that when I was running through all the government waste that's going on currently, because it was just too delish. But I point out a whole new cast of people. And some people were really quite shocking to me who are involved. One person is Dustin Moskovitz, who might be familiar to you, Charlie, young
Facebook.
Guy who was, from Facebook, got all his money from Facebook. He's donating sometimes 10x what other of the top donors are doing, but he's deeply committed to it. His wife's heavily involved. And the trick is he runs his money through a bunch of different entities. So you know he's trying to optimize it, because it's not just like he's got one philanthropic arm. He's involved in one after the next. And every time I kept looking at a new organization that's funding the institutional left, his name was there every single time. So, and he's not alone. There's a handful of them who come up in the book, will be mostly new to people. But his name jumps out at me in particular. But not all of them are American. One of the things I explore, needless to say, is all the foreign deals that the Biden family is getting. A lot of them are somewhat familiar to the audience, probably, but are we certainly don't have any answers on them. One of the clearest examples is this Chinese shipping company that was dubbed by Xi Jinping called the Dragon Head. It's really called Costco, but it's called the Dragon Head by Xi Jinping for its importance strategically. It bought Hunter Biden's Rosemont Realty a few years ago, and Hunter cashed out a few hundred grand on it. But that's not the point. Hunter retains equity. So Hunter retains a share of a company called the Dragon Head by Xi Jinping. And we have no explanation of how much this share is, how much control Hunter has. And not to mention, Hunter's BHR, which he started, is controlled by the Bank of China. This is still happening. And we act like it's not a big deal. It's a huge deal, and it should outrage every American.
Yeah, and by the way, that's COSCO, right? Costco, not Costco, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're a shipping company, right?
COSCO.
Yeah, if you ever go, drive by like the Long Beach shipping yards, like every other container says Costco, and it's not, again, the Seattle-based communist shopping place. Well, they're not. I go to Costco, but they are owned by commies. But it's Costco. Yeah, so it's the Chinese international shipping enterprise. I want to examine this from all different angles. Because, you know, Joe Biden is for sale and purchased. But I want to talk, Alex, about something that has always interested me. And I'm not sure if you cover this in the book, but I'm sure, which is the creation and the selection of Joe Biden and the context. Because I remember this vividly. I was on book tour for the MAGA Doctrine. It was right before COVID. And I remember it because I was doing a series of, you know what it's like for a book. You do 900 interviews in a day. And a lot of the time they ask you about the news of the day. So you remember. And it was during the time of the Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina primary and caucuses for Democrats. And Joe Biden went from laughingstock in sixth place to the nominee to president. And no one, I think, has really examined that. But you have, Alex. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. And like many of you, I'm a busy guy balancing family, show, travel, and TPUSA. When I needed a mortgage, I went to my friends Andrew Delray and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific. They were amazing. And look, I had some complicated stuff. Don't need to go into the details. They handled it personally. Call them if you have an aging family member, for example, that needs some financial relief. Ask them about a reverse mortgage. If you're self-employed and are finding it difficult to qualify because of that, they have my 100% full and complete endorsement. Call them and help you prepare. I'm telling you, anything mortgage-related, please call them and not the big woke banks. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form, and they will get back to you with answers. Call them at 888-888-1172, andrewandtodd.com. They're good friends of mine. Full and complete endorsement. If you are a first-time home buyer, renting, and want to be, they'll call and help you prepare. Check it out, andrewandtodd.com. That is andrewandtodd.com. Fill out the quick form, and they'll get you back with answers, andrewandtodd.com. So, Alex, Joe Biden finished, what, fourth or fifth in Iowa, sixth place in New Hampshire. He was dead to rights. They reset the Democrat primary as COVID was emerging. People started dropping out of nowhere. And then Joe Biden got to be selected as the nominee. Tell us what you can about this period of time, because this was pivotal. He went from a laughingstock to the next president almost overnight.
Yeah. So the first thing that you're asking the right question that you're even curious about, because this is sort of the whole premise of what I was trying to delve into in the book. How could a guy without any real gifts, doesn't seem to be particularly popular, isn't inspiring ideologically, how could he get there? And the answer that I came up with through hours and hours and hours and hours of research is that he was part of building the apparatus that selected him. And he wasn't just propped up, that he was the guy forging a lot of the gears that make the machinery of the Democrat Party. He has a Rolodex built over 50 years. And when he was emerging, by the way, remember that he was ready to pass the torch on to his son, Beau, who he said, I think it was the day of his inauguration before he actually got sworn in, that it should be Beau standing up there and not him. That was the whole plan, was to pass the dynasty on to Beau, but Beau passed away of cancer. So, but when it turned out that there was no natural successor to Barack Obama, when there was no natural emerging force, Joe was the guy who had the most knowledge of the system, the most ability to operate the system, And this is something that people could unite behind. And so believe it or not, even though we all are suckers for moving speeches and a tremendous rhetoric, what the Democrats have long understood is that the people who are operationally competent, the people who are able to get more done, are the ones who they actually end up elevating. Think about Mark Elias, Charlie, who maybe is the second most powerful person on the left right now, if you're not going to include a guy like Soros. Completely uninspiring. You've no interest in hearing the guy talk. He's boring. He's nothing to look at. He's amassing huge amounts of power. That's how the Democrats truly operate. Obama was kind of a one-off, the Buttigieg fad. Where's that gone? Nowhere. They are looking for operators, and Joe is the ultimate operator.
Yeah, talk more about that kind of web of businesses, right? All the different types of LLCs and businesses. Just talk more about that. How complex is this, Alex? How many LLCs? How many different hands? Because this is where your research gets very interesting. Sure. And Alex, I bet some of your research could be used by, well, we don't have a House of Representatives right now. We just have 435 children running around. But if we were to have a House of Representatives, they could use this as an impeachment. I bet you've done research they haven't done. Tell us, Alex.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's everyone who reads this book will learn something. In fact, Charlie, my challenge is if you don't learn something on the first page, I would be stunned. And that's the whole premise I'm setting up, that I open with an anecdote on the first page that everyone is telling me that when they're reading it, they're chuckling at the first page because I share something that's theoretically out there. You could find it, but no one knows these things because no one bothers to look. We're all very self-satisfied with this Joe Biden's a puppet, he lives in his basement narrative, and we all moved on and let him keep beating us and keep setting his agenda. So that's the whole point, and that's my big elevator pitch to everyone to go get it. But yeah, it's 20 LLCs just involving either Joe or Hunter. That's what we know about, but it's not just Joe and Hunter. It's the whole operation. I had a big story at Breitbart that ran that people can check out, which is based off of a section in the book, where I look at, for example, the Biden Institute at the University of Delaware. This was something that was set up at the same time the famous Penn Biden Center was set up and another satellite office in Washington. The goal was to create a system to generate wealth. Wealth generation was the goal for the Bidens. Now, how are they going to generate that wealth? They're going to generate that wealth through deep ties to China. That's clearly a big part of what they're trying to do, because as soon as these institutes got launched, then donations started flowing into these universities from China. Delaware had never gotten a donation from China before. The Biden Institute opens up. Who's running the Biden Institute? It's Valerie Biden, who's only famous for being Joe's campaign manager in automatic Senate runs that he was going to win. It was dubbed Hunter's Baby. This was called Hunter's Baby, this project run by Valerie to do wealth creation for Joe, deeply tied to China. And at the time, not yet installed, but incoming to the University of Delaware to run the whole university, was a deeply China-tied guy who is now working for Biden in the White House. It's a huge web. That is one minor thing of a whole international scheme the Biden family's running.
Yeah, it's just, it's so unbelievable. So let me ask you a question, Alex. When you started to do this research, you know Schweitzer really well, so you're aware of some of this. What was the most, I mean, I don't want you to, you know, say everything that's in the book. It's called Breaking Biden. Buy the book, everybody. But what was the thing or the theme where you were just like,
if I tried.
You know, when you and your research team were like, when all of a sudden, you know, Alex Marlowe, who gets up at like 3 a.m. like a crazy person, you know, to host your radio show, where you were just like, come on. Like where it was almost like you were thinking about it and you could not believe what you stumbled upon. Give us a little tease of the stuff that you discovered that even shocked you, someone who has been so initiated in this space.
Yeah. So I think, first of all, when it dawned on me, a couple things dawned on me. When I saw that Frank Biden was operating a vehicle that hit and run someone and then Joe tried to cover it up, that was pretty stunning. When I learned the extent to which that Joe was willing to work with Chinese connected entities to enrich things so that he wouldn't have to do other fundraising, presumably. I mean, that's what the constellation of facts point that out. That was pretty stunning. But the thing that I would say more than anything else, what I saw, I thought, okay, this is nuts. I can't believe this is happening, is when it started to dawn on me that he's always done this nutty stuff. He's always said crazy things. He's always had racist comments. He's always looked like he was about to fall over or pass out or get lost. He's been doing this forever. And that made – when I realized that, I realized he wasn't deteriorating mentally the same way everyone else on the right just assumes he is. I still think he's deteriorating to some extent, Charlie, but I've realized he's always been this way. And when I've realized he's always been this way, it made me think, oh my goodness, he could actually win again. If we're not careful and we don't start taking this guy seriously, we have fallen for a trap because he's constantly been bumbling and stumbling and getting lost, and he keeps winning. We can't shake this guy, and that's why the hard reset needs to take place. We need to come to terms with it. He's beating us, and we can put an end to it, and the playbook is in this book.
Yeah, and so then if for House investigators, if we ever get a House of Representatives back, I have to ask you about that, Alex, in a second.
Yeah.
Because it's just too
– of course.
It's just right there. Because it actually ties into your thing. Like if we ever get a House back and decide to have a speaker, what then – because you know this really well. You wrote the book. You're super smart. Where do you think are the best, most provable attack vectors to prove that Joe Biden has done, you know, crimes and misdemeanors? And is it an over-exaggeration to use the T word traitor to Joe Biden?
No, I don't think so, because if you look at the Burisma scenario, which people know pretty well, though I probably know it to a little more detail at this point, I haven't researched the book. This should tell people everything they need to know about what Joe's willing to do. You get hire Hunter for $1 million in Ukraine for an energy company. He knows nothing about Ukraine or energy. They make one demand, fire the prosecutor. They come back and say, hey, we need this prosecutor fired. Joe fires the prosecutor. Obvious U.S. government action that is done in exchange for money to the family. Now we know, Charlie, from recent developments that the State Department thought this prosecutor was doing a good job. So Joe Biden actually defied his own State Department to benefit Hunter Biden. So we know what they're willing to do. They know he's willing to change policy in order to benefit his family financially. Done deal right there. Boom. So that gives you the opportunity to go back and look at all these deals. Look at the Dragon Head deal and look at the equity there. Look at the ties that not just Hunter, but Jim Biden, who is a former nightclub executive, have to, quote, the effing spy chief of China, who got arrested by the FBI. You know where his first call was, Charlie? Do you know who the effing spy chief of China called first person?
No, tell me.
Jim Biden. Jim wow. Biden. Why is he calling Jim Biden first? Apparently, you want to talk to Hunter. So he called Jim to get to Hunter. Why is this? Now we can start figuring out and unwinding every single connection, but it doesn't stop there. The domestic stuff, too. It's the we've been talking a lot about EVs with some of the UAW strikes going on, stuff like that. It's the Joe had a niece in the Department of Energy that was giving out, while the Department of Energy was giving out loans to EV companies that were going bankrupt. Hunter was a creditor on one of those companies. Hunter got a $125,000 electric vehicle during this process. The web is nonstop. There are Bidens everywhere, and they're all bagging cash. James Biden was a nightclub operator, and then Joe became vice president. All of a sudden, Charlie, he's running a private school initiative where he's flying around on private jets trying to raise money for – I'm sorry, for not private school, charter schools. He's trying to raise money for charter schools on private jets. Needless to say, the literacy rate of the people in the schools was almost zero. Didn't stop Jim from bagging cash and flying around on jets. It's top to bottom, the whole family, they're all implicated, and now it's time to start exposing all of them.
I love it. Breaking Biden, I have it right here, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and administration. Exposed, explained, revealed, uncovered, revealed, exposed. Joe Biden's undeniable role in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Hey, Charlie Kirk here. If you guys love this program and you want to support this program, if we have impacted or blessed your life in any way, I want to tell you about a new thing that we are starting it up. First of all, if you have supported us at charliekirk.com/support, nothing to worry about. You guys are going to be moved on over. If you want to support us even more and say, hey, I want exclusive content, I want to talk to Charlie directly, we are standing up this amazing infrastructure. Team's been working so hard at members.charliekirk.com. Not only is it a way to support us directly outside of all of the other channels, but get this, live Q&As with me and the team, articles exclusively written by me that you won't find anywhere else, pre-show prep calls, and more. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. We love bringing our show every day, and we can't wait to bring you even more content that is just for you. at the Charlie Kirk exclusive. That's members.charliekirk.com. Head to members.charliekirk.com today. Yes, there's going to be a lot of goodies, a lot of engagement, a lot of fun stuff. But even more than that, if you feel moved and compelled that our show is impacting you and impacting the world, it would mean a lot if you became a member at members.charliekirk.com. I have to ask Alex about this, you know, deal. And as of this conversation, depending on when people are listening to it, because things live in perpetuity, there is no Speaker of the House, okay? Which means that the Joe Biden investigations are all in suspense, right? Meaning they've all been suspended. So, Alex, how should we think about this, and how does it connect to Joe Biden, the criminal who is president of the United States?
Yeah, this is terrible for the stuff I'm trying to accomplish, trying to get people to focus on Joe Biden and the Biden family and Biden corruption. It's just a look, Charlie, we know that I see what Matt Gaetz is trying to get out of life. And I always like Matt when I run into him, and he's a very charismatic guy. But, you know, there's a personal thing going on with him and McCarthy, because McCarthy's allowed for the ethics investigation into him to continue. That seems to be the main beef here. But now we're talking about Kevin McCarthy. We're not talking about the Biden family. We finally got them in a corner. We're finally learning some things. We're finally getting a sense of, you know, Joe using the Rosemont phone. We're starting to get some details in the Burisma deal, some amounts, some dollar numbers that people like me and Peter Schweitzer have been looking for years. They're finally coming out of the investigations. And then now we're just going to fight amongst ourselves right now of all times. I'm not into it from a content perspective as editor of Breitbart, you know, exciting, but it is not my thing. And 100%, this is going to make it so that a unified Republican conference is not there to take on Biden. And I misguided.
We're going to probably lose the House next year. And, you know, when they vote to eliminate the Electoral College or do whatever goofy thing they want to do, we'll remember that. Peter Schweitzer says, Alex Marlow is one of the few journalists who does the deep research to break real news. He reports fearlessly wherever the facts may lead, holding the most powerful people in the world to account. Breaking Biden is essential reading if you want to know the hard truths about the presidency and the American power structure itself. It's called Breaking Biden. Alex, we have 3 minutes remaining. I want you to just use this time as you see fit. Anything we didn't talk about, you know, elements you want to tease our audience, please.
Yeah, I would love to tease the Ukraine chapter you brought up. First of all, one of the most unbelievable little anecdotes that I found in the book is that James Biden, the nightclub owner, he fell deep into IRS debt, and he got bailed out with $500,000 loan from a Biden donor who is a Ukrainian-American. And 3 years later, that Ukrainian-American's car company got a $20 million federal loan to build a new dealership. You know where the dealership was, Charlie?
No.
Kyiv. It was in Kyiv. It was an American loan to build a car dealership in Kyiv. And it was coincidentally the guy that bailed out Jim. So all this stuff is littered in the book. But I will say, I think it's a very important chapter. Other than Vladimir Putin himself, there's no person walking the earth who is more responsible for the Ukraine war than Joe Biden. His foreign policy and diplomacy was utterly reckless and irresponsible. He had the chance to use finesse in order to try to make a peaceful resolution. Instead, he botched it completely. And I think that really did propel Putin to invade. And now we're all going to pay for it. We're all going to have to deal with all the fallout. So many lives lost, so much money wasted. It all terrible. And Joe Biden deserves so much of the blame. There's a whole chapter on it in the book.
So the research is just so amazing here. And I mean, I'm flipping through it. And what I like about this, guys, is that there's no speculation. So let me ask you, Alex, I know this is an unfair question because it's speculation. Do you think he's going to be the nominee?
It's a great question. And it's one that a lot of people are going to be surprised by my answer, because I think the answer is yes. I think that he's wanted this so bad. It's defined his life. The presidency has defined his life since he was a little boy. He's wanted to be president, and everything, single thing he's done is in pursuit of that goal. And his main goal was actually to create that dynasty that we discussed. That's not going to happen. So this is really it for him. So I think they're really going to have to do more than they have to push him out of the way. So unless his health just completely collapses, and I'm not seeing evidence that's gonna happen. If it does, of course he could be out. But again, he's getting old. But I think he's the nominee as of now. I don't think it's impossible he gets moved on, but I think he's the nominee as of today.
Yeah, and it's also who would they replace him with? And he satisfies every favor that the lobbyists want. He is a perfect vessel.
Amen.
Right? He is
perfect. That's exactly right. And the left.
They will never have such a malleable vessel as Joe Biden.
They have it so good.
Yes. Yes. Alex, wonderful job breaking Biden. Alex, you're welcome to guest host. I think I'm taking off a day in a couple weeks, so Andrew will be in touch. Great job, Alex. Thank you so much.
Charlie, you're the best. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.